Hey guys, this is Kenan Thompson. I have a problem with you. Yes, you. None of y'all told me that Auto Trader has millions of new and used cars that I can shop from home. I thought we were friends. I put smiles on your face, but I'm not smiling. No one told me that with Auto Trader, a dealer can deliver cars to my home or that I could shop by price on Auto Trader. No one. Consider this friendship that you just learned we had officially over. Finally, it's easy. Auto Trader.
Last year, you may have made some smart decisions, and you may have made some not-so-smart decisions. Like, maybe you had a little too much confidence in that one crypto exchange. The good news is, making smart financial decisions is easier than you think. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the weekly know-how you need to get ahead. Sean and Sarah, the hosts of Smart Money, break down the latest financial news and give you honest, objective money advice. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm being joined by my main man, Carlos Ortiz. He's holding it down in New York City. And we're being joined by you. So whether you're locked in on your local affiliate, whether you're listening on the free Odyssey app, you can listen on SiriusXM channel 158. You can be on a smart speaker. Thank you for being here. This is where we'll be for the next 2 hours. And if you missed the first two, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. If you want to talk to me, the phone number works. It's 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. You can also find me online. I am on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all of that good stuff. I am at JR Sport Brief everywhere. How about this? The first four games of NCAA March Madness. Well, the first two games are complete. You can be thrilled about that and trying to, I guess, plug in whatever the hell you got for your bracket. These are the scores. First two games took place. This one just ended. Pittsburgh beat Mississippi State 60-59. Earlier, a couple of hours ago, Texas A&M Corpus Christi beat Southeast Missouri 75-71. And let's go ahead and dive into some March Madness. Here, what about the game that just ended? Pittsburgh and Mississippi State went down to the wire. Pittsburgh will now move forward to take on Iowa State. Pittsburgh won 60-59. I want you to take a listen to this. The closing call that put Pittsburgh ahead. This is courtesy of Westwood One. Both of these calls in the NCAA radio network. Listen to this.
13 seconds remaining in the game. 10 to shoot. Burton, left lane line. Mid-range jumper. Give it to him. Jamarius Burton is made for this moment. Pittsburgh reclaims the lead at 60-59. The 21st lead change in a seesaw game here in Dayton.
Yeah, that back and forth was pretty much the final score, where they went back and forth to that final score. And as I mentioned, Pittsburgh is going to go on to take on Iowa State. Earlier this evening, the first game, Missouri State taking on Texas A&M Corpus Christi. Texas A&M Corpus Christi, they won 75-71. They will now take on Alabama. Take a listen to that call as well. Westwood One, NCAA Radio Network.
0.5 left. Mushila bends his knees. Perfect. Let's it go. Off the front of the rim. No. Branson from one foul line to the other basket. Well short, and the game is over. A landmark victory for the Islanders. Texas A&M Corpus Christi is a winner in the NCAA tournament for the first time. A&M Corpus Christi puts away Southeast Missouri State 75-71 here in Dayton, and the Islanders advance to play the number one overall seed, Alabama.
Yeah, and they are likely to get baptized by Alabama. Welcome to the dance. And then we'll have our final two games tomorrow evening. Fairleigh Dickinson is going to take on Texas Southern. What's up? And then we have Nevada taking on Arizona State. Fairleigh Dickinson and Texas Southern, whoever wins that game, will take on Purdue. And then between Nevada and Arizona State, they will take on TCU. I can't wait to get out of these first four games, which we have two left tomorrow, and then get to the actual tournament, where people will be losing their minds and just watching basketball all damn day, like me. That'll be me. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We've talked a lot of free agency this evening and tonight. Aaron Rodgers and his wish list. If I go to the Jets, it's been reported that he needs Randall Cobb. He would love to have Odell. And Aaron Rodgers is supposed to sit down with Pat McAfee tomorrow at 1 p.m. And we'll see what he says or does not say. Either way, he will be speaking in rhymes and in riddles and limericks as he maybe shares a decision. Probably not. Andy Dalton is going to be a quarterback now for the Carolina Panthers. Matt Ryan expected to be released. Stephon Gilmore is moving on from the Colts. He is joining the Dallas Cowboys. Lamar Jackson, he was active on Twitter today, disputing the fact that he was offered $200 million guaranteed. We still don't know what the hell is going on with him. The Raiders, they have traded Darren Waller to the New York Giants for a third-round pick. The Raiders are going to Raider, and the Giants continue to get better. David Montgomery going from the Bears up to the Lions. Kelvin Beachum is going to be returning to Arizona, where he will, I guess, babysit Kyler Murray into growing up. We got Heinicke coming here to Georgia to join the Falcons. He'll be right there with Ritter, and the world will turn. God knows, the official start of free agency is tomorrow. And all of these deals that we discussed, they will become official. And then we're going to have even more deals. It's a wild world. Right before we went to break, we had a conversation with a gentleman by the name of Melvin. Melvin was calling from Oregon, and he was in the midst of telling us a story about Aaron Rodgers in his youth, and then we had to go to break. And so I want to bring Melvin back, and I want to hear this. So let's not waste time. Hey, Melvin, you're back. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, JR. Thanks. I was telling a story about Aaron Rodgers, and I think you said something about you're going to see if it was true or not. My son, who's not really a football fan, told me a story a few years ago when Aaron Rodgers was at the top of his game. He was everybody was talking about him, I guess, like they are now. But anyway, he said, yeah, I know Aaron Rodgers. I said, you got to be kidding me. He goes, no. When I was, I think, a freshman in high school, in PE, they'd all pick all the teams up. And, of course, Aaron Rodgers was the best athlete there of everybody. My son was a skateboarder and baggy pants and all that kind of stuff. So everybody, nobody would pick him, and then they'd kind of make fun of him. And they get to the last pick, and Aaron said, no, he can play on my team. Eric can play on my team. And, you know, quit making fun of him. Eric's a cool kid. And he would always stand up for Eric. And he said he did this numerous times during the course of the year in the PE. And, you know, when a guy will do that, when everybody else kind of dog piles on, high school can be pretty tough in a PE locker room. And Aaron, he said, always stood up for him. And that tells me a lot about a person when they're young like that. He didn't have to do that. He was by far the best athlete. And so I found it kind of incredible, the story. And I said, so you're telling me that if you called Aaron Rodgers today, he would know you? And he goes, oh, yeah, he would remember me. He would know me. So that's the story I like to tell, or I don't think I've ever even told that story, but that's the story I like to think about Aaron Rodgers when I hear a lot of people talking about him or kind of mocking him or whatever they want to say about him. That's Aaron Rodgers. I know my son went on to be He dropped out of high school, but very successful, top of his class, master of fine arts. And
good.
Who knows if that made a difference or not, but I'd like to think it did. So that's my Aaron Rodgers
Tremendous.
Story.
Well, that's good. What was this had to have been, what, 25-plus years ago?
Yeah. Wow. Well, it would have been about, let's see, my son's 38 now. So, about 25 years ago.
Yeah, sure.
In high school.
Well, I'm glad your son has a positive memory of him. Unfortunately, he has left many people with negative memories more recently. I subscribe to the same thing, and that is certainly a noble thing. But I think over the past few years, you know, people can – you can say mock or this or that. And I certainly, he's the butt of my jokes because it's hilarious. But there's a good reason there. Even in a public eye, and I think you would agree with this, Melvin, and thank you so much for calling from Oregon. Like, people change. You don't have to be a celebrity to change. You could change for the good. You could change for the worse. You know, money changes people. Yeah, we've heard this a lot, that money can amplify who you really are. And sometimes it's not even about the money. Sometimes it's what you're exposed to and how you change. It's a different world that we live in right now. And so Aaron Rodgers, even over the past 3 and 4 years, he seems like a different dude than 10 years ago. And why not? He's more famous. He has more power. He has more money. He has more influence. He has more exposure. The world has opened up more to him. And so, yeah, I'm glad that there was a positive experience. I don't think he's a terrible human being. I don't think he's, you know, torturing kids and kicking old ladies. I just think he's into himself a whole hell of a lot more than a lot of his contemporaries are. Or at least as they are publicly willing to display. He's taken it to a completely different level. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to San Diego and talk to Jeff. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Jeff?
How you doing, JR?
I'm terrific. What's up?
So, no competition. You got an Aaron Rodgers story, and that sounds really lovely. I got a Tom Brady story. I graduated with Tom from the University of Michigan. And if you want to fact check me, sophomore year English class teacher was Elwood Reed. We had Marty Turco in the class, Bill McCult, who's the head coach of the Michigan Wolverines hockey team. Anyway, on to Tom. This was before he was known, of course. We were all friends with him. He used to ask out a good friend of mine. Her first name was Kathy. I'm not going to throw her out in her last name. Kathy thought he was a big nerd. And he kind of was. He was a really smart guy to himself, humble. And she used to always say no. She never would honor a date with him. Fast forward, she calls me on the phone after he finally subs into the game, a few games passed. She says, please tell me that's not the Tom Brady from college. I said, Kathy, there is no other Tom Brady. So she missed out on an opportunity. Who knows? But it makes me want to ask you, JR, it's almost like before you blew up on the radio, I'm sure ladies were coming at you. I can hear that smooth jazz voice. When has it become an issue? You know, we always talk about the money changes the men, but once the men change and the ladies lose out, what are your thoughts there? Should the men just always – what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts of the story?
What are you asking me, for relationship advice?
No, I'm asking you, before you were big, JR, did women treat you differently?
No, I'm pretty much the same guy, man. I don't – nothing different. I keep a low profile. I'm quiet. You know, money and access can change things, but I ain't Tom Brady, man. I can't. Yeah, we saw Tom Brady. We just saw this man's entire personal life play out in public over the past 2 years, past year. Like, that ain't fun, and it becomes normal. And I don't envy him in that regard at all.
So let me ask you a quick question, JR. Are you telling me that women and people in general have not treated you differently since you became JR on the radio than before your voice was heard?
Bruh, no. I have been
yes,
on
sir.
I have been on the radio since 2018. My debut on the radio, my pathway is very different from a traditional radio broadcaster. My background is in production, from producing magazine articles in Vibe magazine, producing parties, producing podcasts, producing television shows. I started off online on YouTube in 2009. More than 80 million people have watched me. For the better part of a decade, I ain't worked for nobody but myself. And so I was offered a job in New York City on WFAN, and I took it. And I was offered an opportunity in Atlanta, and I took it. I was offered a job for a nationally broadcasted show that you're listening to right now, and I took it. But ultimately, I'm JR. It's the JR Sport Brief. So before I even put my voice on the radio, I was on the internet, man. I had been all over the world. I mean, if I wasn't doing this right now with you, I don't know. I'd be in a Final Four city, or I'd be in Europe, or I'd be in India. Like, the radio hasn't necessarily hit a switch in regards to, oh, my God, now I need to do this, or I need to protect that. Man, I'm just mind my business and chill out, man.
JR, you know what, man? I can hear that in your voice, and I didn't know that about you. And I've already liked listening to you, but now I'm a fan forever. I got to tell you. You are what we like to call back in the day, cool as the breeze, man. I appreciate you, Jeff.
If I wasn't sitting here on the radio with you right now, I'd be having a glass of probably Jack somewhere right now in the middle of nowhere, okay?
Bro, I'd be right next to you, man. I wish I were. Thank you, man.
Well, listen, I'll make my way to San Diego. We make it happen.
Hey, I would love it. Thank you, man.
Thank you, Jeff, and appreciate the story. Thank you. But Tom Brady was a nerd. What a shock, right? Not really, Ryan. Not really. Did you see him run at the combine? Have you seen him run in the NFL? Have you seen a shred of athleticism there with that guy? Yeah, I'm sure there's plenty of women. I turned down Tom Brady. Tom Brady did this. Tom Brady did that. Man, I try to mind my business and stay out the damn way out here. That's it. I don't want no Tom Brady problems. Hey, Carlos, did you see the article today with Tom Brady's wife? Every time she hangs out with what's that guy do, ninjutsu or yoga?
I don't know, but the guy's pants are too tight, and it's really awkward. You know, I'm with you. People talk about wanting to be famous and have notoriety and people knowing who you are and having successful careers. You know, there are a lot of taxes behind the scenes that people don't see.
Hey, Britney Spears? What's going on with Britney Spears? Where's Michael Jackson?
Family coming and taking the things that you want, you know, friends that you thought were friends. You know, there's a lot of things that go into it. You know, you got to really be careful what you wish for. You know, you're doing the right thing, keeping your head down and just doing your thing. And people respect that. And, you know, just put everything into perspective. You don't always want to be the dude on TV.
Yeah, I try to stay out the way. I try. I don't mean it happens all the damn time, but I try to stay out the damn way. But back to Tom Brady. What is it? Is it the it's the kid's instructor for something, right? Isn't that who it is? And now they keep taking pictures of her and him, and every other week it's just like, I thought he was just the kid's instructor, and now, you know, Tom Brady is like, oh, man, now my wife is hanging out with the kid's old instructor. It's like a nightmare. It's like the nanny who was in the house helping out. And now, you know, it's like, oh, you were in the house the whole time. You were the help. And now man, these things are crazy. It happens. Well, now Tom Brady can sit around in retirement. Tom Brady can hang out with his daughter and his their newly adopted kitten. And then he can contemplate, I don't know, whether or not he wants to work for Fox next year. It's a hard knock life, people. Try your best to mind your damn business. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side. And then, oh my God, how about this? The Lakers won a basketball game. LeBron James was actually shooting around before the game. LeBron James might come back. Oh, we'll see. I'll take your calls. We'll talk about this. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.
It's March, and that can mean only one thing. The madness is here. Not in front of a TV on game day? Listen to every round of NCAA March Madness live from Westwood One, free in the Odyssey app. Catch all the biggest moments of the tournament, no matter where you are, from Cinderella's.
A 15 seed will head to the Elite Eight.
To buzzer beaters.
Atkinson scores. 1.4 seconds left.
To champions.
For the fourth time.
Search for NCAA March Madness right here in the Odyssey app to get started.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
As far as Lamar Jackson,
What the hell are you doing? You got fire alarms going on, or what is that?
No, man, that's at my job, man. Sorry about that.
But, are you doing your job, or are you talking to me, Corey?
I'm doing my job, of course. I'm always doing my job.
Oh, I just, listen, I hear alarms. I'm just letting, if you heard an alarm behind me, I'm getting my ass the hell up on out of here.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Lamar Jackson, conversations around Lamar always make fire alarms go off. I don't know what's getting dragged out more. Lamar Jack, I guess it's Aaron Rodgers. It's not even a competition there. It's Aaron Rodgers. His situation has been dragged out more than Lamar's. And Lamar's, his contract, his situation has been dragged out for about 2 years now. And Aaron Rodgers just, from the minute that Jordan Love was drafted, this man has just gone off the, he's really gone off the hip. He's gone. There's a lot of basketball going on tonight outside of the first four games that I told you about, where we saw Pittsburgh beat Mississippi State late after a back and forth. Texas A&M Corpus Christi beat Southeast Missouri 75-71. We just had an NBA game finish up. Here in the studio, the New York Knicks came back to beat the Portland Trailblazers 123-107. Damian Lillard dropped 38 points. Josh Hart just hugged the whole world. Remember, he was just traded from the Portland Trailblazers to the Knicks. And in a homecoming, was most recent team, I should say, he dropped 16 points. Jalen Brunson still not playing with that busted up foot. I know the New York Knicks want to have him back sooner than later, and despite him being gone, it's ridiculous how much they are still just out there and competing. The Los Angeles Lakers, they beat the Pelicans 123-108. Anthony Davis decided to lose his mind tonight. Good for him. 35 points, 17 rebounds, and he was 11 of 18 from the field. Malik Beasley, 24 points. D'Angelo Russell, 17 points. In this game, it just went final. The Milwaukee Bucks, they beat the Suns in Phoenix, 116-104. Brooke Lopez had 21 points. Giannis had 36. And nobody decided to mush Brooke Lopez in the face, as far as I know. For the Phoenix Suns, Devin Booker did Devin Booker things. He had 30 points. DeAndre Ayton contributed 19. Chris Paul had 11 points and 8 assists. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I still got to show love to Steph Curry. I still can't believe Steph Curry is 35 years old. Steph Curry turned 35 Tuesday, March 14th. So depending on where you live, it may still be his birthday. If you're on the East Coast, it may not be his birthday, but you get the damn point. I feel like I was watching him at Davidson yesterday. I feel like I was watching him light it up in college. And now Steph Curry is one of the best players, one of the best NBA players, one of the best basketball players we have ever seen on planet Earth. We'll talk about Steph Curry. Let's get to the phone lines. 855-212-4CBS. Mike is calling from Sacramento. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Mike?
Hey, man, thanks for having me on the show. I listen to you every night. I'm actually a first-time caller. I just want to talk to you about something. You know, I've been hearing about ESPN all day, everybody chiming in about what happened in Sacramento last night and the little melee they had. But, you know, there's something to be said about that game. You know, Brook Lopez hitting dagger threes. Sacramento had them on the rope. They're chirping. And Giannis decided to dribble, you know, kind of slow. He could have gone anywhere on the court. But you mean to tell me he's going to search out Trey Lyles, right? All nonchalant, get right up in his face and dribble super slow-mo. Who knows what they said to each other. But the bottom line is Trey pushed him out of the way. A lot of people didn't like that. That's fine. But Giannis didn't react. And I'm thinking because he knew he was rubbing it in. And then here comes Brook Lopez putting his 7-foot business in the mix. And Trey had to stick up for the team. And I just feel like Sacramento's back on the map. People don't need to sleep on Sacramento because we're coming for y'all. I just know what I want to know what you think about that. And I love your show.
Well, thank you so much. What do I? You said a whole lot, Mike. What do I think about what? The Sacramento Kings, the incident, what specifically?
Oh, well, specifically like the Sacramento Kings incident at the very end. Do you think Giannis was kind of like rubbing it in with the slow-mo dribble? Right next to Trey, maybe,
but I don't think it. I don't think it justified getting shoved. I don't. But see, here's the thing. I heard Mike Brown at the end of the game or post game yesterday. Hey, we're not going to be pushed around, etc. And that's good. You know, was that Trey Lyles? Was that his intent at that moment to let everybody know we're not going to be punked? No, he was getting his ass handed to him, and he decided to shove Giannis. Is it something that the team can rally around? Yeah. Is it something that the fans can rally around? Yes. How long is it going to take the Sacramento Kings? I don't know. It's a marker that they can look at for the rest of the season. But if you got to think about the actual basketball and not whether or not the Sacramento Kings are tough, I don't believe they have enough depth. I don't think they have enough size. Are they certainly on the up and up? Yes. But I'm not going to, you know, scream and shout about the Sacramento Kings and their chances to – you ain't asking me about them win a championship, are you?
No, I'm not. Well, I'm not there yet. But I'm saying, okay. Like, I kind of disagree with a little bit what you said, but I definitely agree with the size. You know, we have Alex Glenn there. We have Rashawn Holmes. I think they need to be playing. But, you know, we're running and gunning. We lighting beams. No, we lighting beams on teams, okay? Obviously, we still got the cowbells going. So we got a six man as far as our crowd. But I'm saying Giannis, he slow dribbled. People can take it however they want it. I watched that whole game. And Giannis going to act like he didn't do anything wrong. Right? So he got
pushed. But that happens, Mike. Things like that happen. Things like that happen all the time, Mike. Trey Lyles decided to shove him. And that's what it is. If it makes everybody in Sacramento feel better that it was Giannis' fault, how about this? Nobody else cares. Besides Brook Lopez, nobody else cares. Do they play again? Do they play each other again this year?
Probably not.
Yeah, so nobody cares.
All I'm saying is, like, you know, people are just used to Sacramento. This is kind of historic. So everybody on the radio better pay attention, right? You know, everybody been sleeping on the Kings. We've been a doormat for 15 years.
Yeah, we know 16, Mike. I know.
Right?
I know.
Yeah, the Kings, man, they never fought for each other. They just, like, took the little – butt kickings,
yeah.
And just like, oh, we the Kings, we the Queens, whatever you want to call them. But people are sleeping on Sacktown. That's all I'm saying.
I don't think people are sleeping. No, nobody's sleeping on the Kings. People are well aware of where they are and what they're doing. Kudos to Sacramento. They're not ultimate contenders. I hear plenty of people talk about Sacramento when they come up, and it's well deserved. What else is there to say about them?
I mean, what else to say about him? We almost number one on offense in the league.
No, Mike. I understand all that. I can sit down and tell you about the Kings. For a general public audience, what are people – so I put it to you this way, Mike, and I'll explain. Thank you for calling from Sacktown. I appreciate you. Fans are never going to be happy. Somebody is always being disrespected. That was a perfect example. He says, oh, you know, people have been calling us the Sacramento Queens, and I attribute that more so to Shaquille O'Neal. He goes, oh, we're not the doormats, and nobody gives us attention. Nobody talks about us. We're coming and this and that, and we don't get the attention. I'm like, okay, sure, fine. What do you want us to say about the Sacramento Kings? That they've improved? They are improved. They're going to go to the playoffs. They're going to be competitive, and eventually they're going to be eliminated. And then they can build off of that. God bless you. That's called progression. When you haven't been to the playoffs longer than any franchise in North America currently, you should be thrilled. I'm happy for you. But I have a Sacramento Kings fan telling me that. And then last week, I have somebody calling me from Milwaukee saying, nobody's giving the Bucks respect. We just won 15 straight games. Nobody's giving the Milwaukee Bucks respect. Nobody's talking about the... So what are we doing here? We got a legitimate championship contender. What are we supposed to do every day? Go, the Bucks won again. Bucks won again. They won again. Yeah, they've been winning for like 3 years now. Yeah, let me know what happens in the playoffs. That's all we're interested in. Are y'all going to go back and compete for a title? You going to the East Finals? Are you going to the NBA Finals? Well, let's talk about it when we get there. And for the Sacramento Kings, a good time to talk about the Kings is when they get into the playoffs, of which they are going, and which is absolutely going to be amazing. We haven't hit that point of them being just newsworthy all the way through. And so they're actually playing in the playoffs. And then we could talk about them and their progression. But for right now, I'm happy for the Kings. I'm happy for their fans. They do exist. They're relevant. The fact that I'm even saying this to you right now, you should be thrilled with. Enjoy the ride. Who cares about the attention as long as you get the results? That's always been my thought process. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Somebody that does get a lot of attention, and it's warranted, is some guy named Steph Curry. I'm going to talk about this man. He turned 35. I can't believe. Hey, Marco, can you believe Steph Curry's 35 years old?
No, because he looks like he's still 9.
You think Del Curry was giving him...
Well, that's what makes me feel old, because I watched Del Curry when he was playing. So the idea that his kid is 35 is making me feel a little too old right now, because I'm not that old.
Yeah, Del in Charlotte, Del in Toronto... And you know what's even crazier, Marco? When you see the photos pop up and it's just like, here's Del Curry. And then it's like they have photos of him in Toronto, in Charlotte, as a kid, as a baby. And you just go, well, damn, it's pretty crazy. I still look at some of the other guys playing now. And I'm like, wait, Kenyon Martin Jr., yeah. Scottie Pippen Jr.?
Yeah.
It's like, whoa, what the... LeBron James Jr.?
Yeah, the Bronny one is a little bit tough. I mean, it feels like it was last week when LeBron James was on the cover of Sports Illustrated and we were watching him, you know, when they were having his high school games. And I remember talking to people and be like, yes, this is ridiculous. We're watching him play high school. Like, I get it. He's going to be good. But, like, do I care watching him play high school? And there you go. Here we are. How long ago was that now?
I remember physically reading about LeBron James in the newspaper.
Right.
Like the physical newspaper. And that was like, wow. There's a meme bouncing around right now of LeBron James at a WWE event. And he's looking at Stone Cold Steve Austin in the ring. And he took a photo with his flip phone. And it's just like, yeah, that was 20 years ago? 20 plus years ago?
And it's funny how everything is so fast. Because 20 years ago, we were... You know, with the flip phone, and then it goes so quick. You know, 25 years ago, there was no phone. 20 years ago, it's right. The flip phone. And then, you know, 15 years, everything happened so fast in like a 10-year span that it's so easy to be able to document it when you look back at the pictures and you feel really old because you go from, oh, man, that was a payphone, and, oh, you had a flip phone, and then it was almost like a 5-year span between the two of them.
It's funny to walk through the street now or walk through an airport I forgot where I was. I don't know where I was. It was recent. And I walked by something. I go, oh, that looked like a payphone used to be there. Because it did. And now it's just a blank nothing that they're going to convert to a USB charger. I don't know what they're going to do. But time flies. We're going to talk about Steph Curry on the other side of the break. We'll get into your thoughts and your calls, Lamar Jackson, Final Four, etc.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First of all, this show should be on primetime radio so more people can, you know, catch a whiff of this dialogue, and I appreciate that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
This is primetime. There are more people who listen to this. Never mind. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. We got callers here. I don't know what they want, but I'm going to bring them on. Steph Curry turns 35. Lamar Jackson is like, I didn't turn down $200 million guaranteed. Aaron Rodgers is saying that he wants. Bring in Mercedes Lewis. Bring in Randall Cobb. Give me everybody. Let's get to these calls. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Illinois and let's talk to Bryce. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Bryce?
Hey, JR. First time caller. Love your show.
Thank you. What's up?
Just want to talk about Hollywood Rodgers and the shenanigans that he's pulling right now with the whole, like, LeBron James, like, I'm going to announce my decision tomorrow, and how much he's into himself than playing football, let's say.
Sure. Well, the floor is yours.
Just, you know, it's satisfying to see the quarterback that everyone talks is like the greatest of all time. However, you know, his own team, you know, greatest of all time, he's following Brett Favre's footsteps, going to the Jets, and scared of, you know, what the Bears are going to bring to the dance this year. You know, signing off on the...
Is that,
you know,
what it is?
In the top five picks this year.
Aaron Rodgers is afraid of the Bears. Is that why he's leaving?
I think so, man. He's done. Hollywood's done. You know, the Bears are already making moves to seal the deal for the division. He's got nothing. He's making requests out of the Jets to save his legacy that he thinks he has, and the guy's all done right. Nothing. He's been in a mediocre league for many years.
I believe that Aaron Rodgers, I think the folks in Green Bay were sick of him. I don't think it has so much to do anything with the Bears. I think he has worn out his welcome. I think it's time to move on. And I guess tomorrow at some point we're going to figure out what he does. Is he going to go to the Jets? Is he going to retire? We'll figure it out from there.
No, I can't agree more. But, you know, on the other side note, you know, so happy the Bears of what they've done in the past 2 days. Epic.
Last week?
What are you talking about? 2 days of, like, signing, like, the top free agents that you can have.
Bryce, damn it. We've been talking about it for about a week now from Ryan Poles making that trade last Friday. So about a week, okay?
Oh, aside from the trade, I'm talking about the signings of the free agents.
I know that. Hold on. Jeez. Damn. Thank you, Bryce. I know. He's still here, by the way. Like, I know. We talked about it yesterday. Tremaine, they trade. There's so much that they've done. I've given Ryan Poles credit for the past few days, Bryce. Hey, Bryce, have you been listening for the past couple of days?
Oh, I've been here, man. I've been in glory land of the Bears coming back to dominance. We're going to the dance.
Okay, thank you, Bryce. Let's see if the quarterback improves. 855-212-4CBS. Rob is calling from North Carolina. Maybe he'll be more succinct. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Rob?
Hey, man. Steph Curry, man. I'll never forget. I went to the old Coliseum. It was dead. Was playing. I seen him warming up. Mm-hmm. I say, man, he got the purest three-point shot. I say, if he could move, he'd be bad. But if he have a son, he going to be the man. And then I seen him playing with on the side. I said, he going to be bad, man. There you go, right there.
Oh, so you saw Steph Curry in 1995 and knew he was going to be out here whooping ass.
I seen him practicing with his pops. The first game with Tim Duncan was when he played the Charlotte Hornets.
Okay. That's
when they had Body D-Box. And I seen him on the sideline. I said, yeah, he's going to be the man when he get up there. He's going to be the man. You see him, he's the man, man. But Lamar Jackson, I don't understand why they disrespecting Lamar Jackson like that. He showed you what he can do. I don't understand the owners. Why no one is trying to get him like the Panthers? The Panthers just destroyed that team. That team is
wait. How are the Ravens disrespecting Lamar Jackson by not giving him a $230 million deal?
No, I mean any team. I mean he proven. He was the last pick in the draft,
right.
MVP. I mean, what else do you want?
But we don't know what he wants. The closest that we've learned to trying to understand what he wants is what he said he did not turn down today, which was $200 million guaranteed. We don't know if that means he was offered more or less. He certainly didn't share it with us. But the fact is, we have all seen, and thank you, Rob, for calling from North Carolina, we have all seen what Lamar Jackson can do. We've seen it. We don't know what he's had with him. We don't know if he could have done more. We don't know, but we've seen what has taken place. He's been an MVP. He's also ended the past three seasons hurt. Does that mean I'm not going to take a risk on him? I don't even want to say a flyer to bring him in. No, I'd still bring him in. Am I going to pay him the same damn thing? I think it's very clear to everybody. Only the Browns were going to give Deshaun Watson the kind of contract that he got. I don't think that's in the cards for anybody else. Kyler Murray got a deal since then. His entire contract is not guaranteed. Russell Wilson got a deal after that. Russell Wilson's entire contract is not guaranteed. Give it a few months. We're going to learn about Joe Burrow and probably Justin Herbert with brand new contracts. I would be shocked through the roof, especially with the teams that they play for, the Chargers and then the Bengals. I'd be shocked if they got guaranteed deals. And so what Lamar is saying no to or what he is proposing, I have no idea. Only he does and only the Ravens do. And I'll tell you this much. Is it fair what's taking place? No, it's not. But a bunch of owners sitting around saying, hey, well, we can't let the Browns dictate to the rest of us what should be the case. Ain't fair. But life ain't fair. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We'll come back on the other side. Don't move.